tomorrow night, big game of cricket at the SCG. Sydney Sixers taking on the Brisbane Heat. And one of the men who has actually exploded into the Big Bash scene this year is the opening batsman for the Brisbane Heat, Josh Brown. Josh, thanks for joining us on Sports Day.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Are you a Broncos supporter?
No, I'm actually a Bunny supporter.
Good man.
There
good
you
man.
Go. You knew that.
I knew he was. Yeah,
you knew that before you said it because you're a South Sydney fan. Do you? Well, Woogie's a member, but he doesn't even know what colour hat they got last year. Would that be too hard to ask you, Josh? Which colour cap the members got? Or you're not a member?
Oh, yeah, I'm not a member, so I've got
Josh.
Idea.
What was it, Woogie? You said white,
I was wrong last night.
I was wrong.
I thought, no, so 2021 was white, 2022 was green.
Yep.
And this year it's an awful black cap.
Oh, he's bagging the
it's
bunny.
It's not good, cap. Josh.
Hey, actually, I want to ask you a very serious question. How many bats would you be choosing from for tomorrow night's big prelim final, challenger?
I've only got my two main ones, so either one of those two.
So you just take two in case you split one, crack one, break it?
Yes, yeah, so I got my two game bats and then I've got a couple of net bats as well, which I could use if I broke a couple in the game.
We debated this before we came on. I said, well, I think he's probably sick of talking about being a bat maker as his side hustle.
But it's your full-time job though, isn't it, Josh?
Yeah, full-time job before all this Big Bash stuff kicked off.
When you get picked up in the IPL, that'll help next time round.
So tell us more about it. Who do you make bats for? And is it true you have your own range as well, or is that just something I've read incorrectly?
No, so we're a little bat company in Brisbane called Cooper Cricket. There's only me and the boss man. And, yeah, I have a bison range named after me.
A bison range.
Like
nice.
It.
Nice. Nice. Now, growing up and playing cricket, I see one of your biggest fans was Gilly. I saw some footage the other day of you interrupting him during a broadcast or in between takes or whatever it was, and you got his autograph. He signed one of your bats.
Yeah, I collect vintage bats as well. So picked up an old Miller Champion Hall Puma, similar to what he used when they first come out, and got him to sign it for me, which was unbelievable.
Wow. So it's all been about cricket for you. Josh, was there a point where you thought, hey, this is not going to happen? And how did you get your start with the Brisbane Heat at such a late in your career?
Sort of towards the end of last season, I was like, oh, I don't know if, what's going to happen. So just kept working. I was in the middle of an apprenticeship and then, got into come back from Darwin and dominated the 2020 competition up in Brisbane. Got a couple of big hundreds and led the runs up there. And then they gave me a call and say, hey, we really like what you've done. And the rest is pretty much history.
Is it true? Is it true you in that competition you're talking about, did you make 1,000 runs by Christmas?
Yeah, the premier competition, yeah.
How many games?
Four innings.
Yeah, incredible. I was at the game that when you scored the 60 off 20-odd balls, 62 off 23 balls. I actually think Badgie's got something in for the spectators at the Queensland Cricketers Club. He nearly killed them about five times. Made some big sixes that day. In fact, one of them, second tier of the grandstand. How did that feel? 62, 23 balls. I think it was about, was it New Year's Day at the Gabba?
Yeah, New Year's Day. Yeah, it was pretty unreal. It was almost a packed house, and it was just so crazy. Just tried to live in the moment.
Well, I hope
in the end, just tried to play cricket.
I hope they're wearing their hard hats at the SCG tomorrow night, Josh.
Now, mate, one thing I want to say to you: what was Uzi saying to you the other night about not running twos? I don't blame you, by the way. I've turned many a threes into singles. what was Uzi saying to you?
I apologised to him because on the edge of the pitch, I kept slipping as I went to turn around and come back for the second.
Yeah,
it just happened to happen twice in the over and I didn't learn from it straight away.
Yeah.
That was my fault.
Hey, Josh, you got any inside info for us about the your squad for tomorrow night? We know that you've got the three players, Uzi and Marnus, Matty Renshaw, unavailable. Has your squad been that whittle down to your final 11 or 12?
I'm not too sure yet. I think they're still going through it all, trying to, you know, work out the best matchups for the game.
Right, mate, good luck. Everyone in Queensland is hoping the Heat can get through to the final against the Scorchers in Perth on Saturday night.
A lot of our listeners at the moment are New South Wales Sixers fans who are
hating
saying
you.
The opposite. Yeah.
To be the opposite. Yeah, yeah, they're absolutely despising you,
so
Josh.
Give it to them, Josh. Give it to them.
And they're hoping both your bats break. I'm just saying, that's the Sixers fans, not us. Good luck tomorrow night against the Sixers at the SCG. It's going to be a beauty of a game. Josh, keep making those bats, mate, and keep trying to kill those members at the Queensland Cricketers Club at the Gabba.
No worries. I'll try my best.
See you, mate. There he goes, Josh Brown from the Brisbane Heats. You told me he's 29 badge.
Yep.
Turned 29 on Boxing,
Day. I was going to say, wouldn't that pee you off? Having your birthday the day after Christmas?
Mm.
Or would you just get one? Would they just go, hey, we gave you presents yesterday, mate?
Yeah, I would.
When you were a kid.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. And don't forget, you can listen to Sports Day every day from Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. Queensland time.